We're continuing in Ilchas Shliach Tzibur. Who the right Shliach Tzibur is? We went yesterday in Sif Aleph, in fact Sif Beis, and Sif Dalet, in fact, primarily, discussed the wish list, the whole shopping list of what is exactly meant to be, or what are the conditions for a Shliach Tzibur. I failed to mention an interesting tshuva of the Heilige Melamed Loyal, which I think is a very interesting tshuva in this context, which I think is an interesting. It always comes up in halacha, and it's something which is always again interesting to explore. The shayla of a tinok shenishba, people who don't know, and it's very common. The shayla, we all know what it's like. Somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos because he was brought up without Shabbos, person who doesn't keep anything because you simply wasn't brought up with any knowledge, and he asked for to take the amud because it's his yahrzeit. He just about knows about yahrzeit, and Yotze was the 12th of August. His late father deceased on the 12th of August, 1973, and he wants to take the Amud. So the question is, if somebody wants to take the Amud, he was a Shliach Tzibur, because it's Yotze, and he's a Tinoik Shenishba. So again, we heard the halachas yesterday. He needs to be Hogun. He needs to be Reikon Me'aveiros. He needs to have no Shemra, etc. Yeah, he doesn't qualify for that. But the reason why he doesn't qualify for that is because he's a Tinoik Shenishba. He's a Tinuk Shenishba, he's a person who was, well, Tinuk Shenishba, the real literal concept of Tinuk Shenishba, somebody who was captured, Tinuk as a baby, and he knows because of that, he knows absolutely no halach, he was brought up amongst Goyim, all he knows today is he'd know more than that. That Tinuk Shenishba. And the question is, the Tinuk Shenishba, the Rambam, and it's based on many Rishonim, they say that the Tinuk Shenishba is not considered a mummer. He's not considered a mum. So if he's a tinuk shenishpan, because of that he's not reikon me'averos. Does that make him? Does that qualify him to daven for the amud, or maybe not?
No.
Why is that? You're going to tell him by his yahrzeit. You're going to tell him he wants to come and he wants to take the amud. Little Nishma's his father, and you're going to tell him, excuse me, go elsewhere.
Not like that,
but more gently, but you're going to tell him that. I hear that. This is a very, very... The truth is that...
Shliach is taking all our prayers with him, yeah? This is the first job. This is his first duty.
Very good. Do you hear that, Rabbi Yisai?
How can a
Tinuk Shenishba
do it?
How can a represent the Tzibur? Very good. This is Rabbi Yashiv talking.
Wasn't
the Hachis? Yeah.
It's
not a hachis, so therefore he doesn't know, so it should be okay.
Yeah, but you're going to give a disqualified mechanic to fix your car.
Oh, do you hear that? Do you hear that? It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. He wants to be a good mechanic, but unfortunately he's not. It's a brilliant, it's a beautiful, very interesting what you're saying. Yeah.
A stage further and say, can he even be part of the minion?
Good. Does he disqualify for a minion because Dinesh Shenishba? Very good. Interesting shayla. It's a fascinating shayla. We'll address that in the later siman. We will address that in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll address that. But whether he is or not qualified as a minion man, can he be davening for the Amud? Now this is a very controversial, I mean it's a very hot shayla, because what are you going to tell those people?
His father's
chos, so you say you can't really tell him to go away. Yeah.
So is he really presenting our tefillahs today?
Very good, that's a very interesting shayla. So Mr. Shenlock points out that really a Shliach Tzibur, In the traditional sense, really what Shliach Tzibur is that really what people who were not able to read. Yes, there was times in history that even were not able to read, and therefore there was something called the Einoi Boki, somebody who was not well versed, and that's what we have Chazal Sashat, because there's people who simply weren't able to daven Shemoneh Esrei. We have repetition for their sake. Now, Mr. Shenholz claims, and there's a strong point there, that nowadays Shliach Tzibur is not really doing that. We can all daven. It's a Shliach Tzibur. Of course we have a Shliach Tzibur, but it's not as crucial and as essential as in previous generations. Maybe. And therefore he wants to say that maybe it doesn't really matter if it doesn't qualify as much as necessary. Yeah, that's a good point as well. Yeah.
Also, we need to understand that in 2015, Tinuk Shenishba is different than the Tinuk Shenishba that the Rambam talked about.
Very good. Keep going.
Because the technology today, you can't say,
very good,
anything about Shabbat. I don't know anything about Bar Mitzvah. I don't know.
Because nowadays, anybody...
You know, IT, internet, you know...
Anybody knows. That's very good.
In one button, you can know everything.
Very good. What you were saying, no, that's very, very true. That is absolutely true. It's very, very true. And there is poiskim, there is authorities who say what you're saying. That nowadays they are exposed to knowledge into Yiddishkeit, even.
Yeah. Active synagogue.
Right. Very good. That's a very, very valid point. However, having said that, it still doesn't necessarily mean that they consider it as their identity. They look at it as a very foreign thing, like they're learning about Hindu, and they know something about Buddhism, they know something about Lahavdil, Elef, Alfe, Avdolos, they know something, it's very foreign to them, and it doesn't really mean anything to their identity. So you are right, and there is authorities who go with your approach. The other approach will be that they know the knowledge, but they don't understand it has to do with their identity. But it's a very good point. So just to lemaisa, aloch lemaisa, with regards to Tinuk Shenish, but taking the Amud. There are poiskim who agree with you, and they say that under any circumstances, he doesn't qualify and he can't. Other authorities, and Moshe was a little bit more makil in that, based on the Melamed Loyal. The Melamed Loyal was one of the foremost poskim of Germany. Germany didn't produce that many halachic authorities. Yes? They didn't bring so many, there wasn't so many halachic authorities coming from Germany. There were gdoilim, but not halachic authorities. One of the very few halachic authorities who was last century from Germany was the Melamed Loyal. Reb David Zvi Hoffman was the Rav in Berlin, and the Rosh, there was the Rabbina Zemina, the yeshiva that, the koil that produced Rabbonim, and he was the Rosh there, Rabbina Zemina. And he brought Chuvas, very, very interesting. Chuvas called Melamed Loyal. They're very short and brief, very concise. They're all very, very interesting. Some of them are extremely controversial there. You know, there's, but, and over there he discusses the Tinuk Shenish by Mamash Mechalalei Shabbos. And he is very, very makel. And he said they really were not exposed to Yiddishkeit and what you want from their life. They don't know any better. You have to have rachmanis on them. Similarly, also Chazanesh, a famous Shuvan, paragraph Chazanesh wrote in Siman Aleph Cheshchita. He said what we need is to stretch our hands towards them. We need to be extremely kind to them. And anything that could be understood as a push off, we mustn't do. So based on that, it doesn't quote the Chazanesh, but the Melamed Loyal. Reb Moshe Feinstein takes the approach and says that really they may not qualify, but if you want to give them Asher Velitzin at the end of davening, that's fine, says Reb Moshe. It's not an essential part of davening, based on what you're saying, because Asher Velitzin at the end is not an essential part of the davening, and therefore he says Asher Velitzin can be given to somebody who is a Tinuk Shenishba. However, when it comes to the main part of Shemoneh Esrei, many, many poskim are reluctant to give them the main part of Shemoneh Esrei, because after all, there is conditions and they may not qualify for those conditions, and so better not. But it's a nice pshaw that Moshe Feinstein says, give them Asher Velitzin, and that's fine. Pshaw Mizalman also said that we have to be very, very gentle with them, and if it's impossible, they're always going to be offended. You might have to think of alternatives, but it's very, very. But as the initial approach, the consensus of the poskim is not to give them the amud, even if they're tinuk shenishba. Okay. Seif hey. So we had the old shopping list, and the Shulchan Aruch now realizes that it may not be possible to get all these conditions together. It's just not possible. A bit like we mentioned yesterday, the Shadchan bought four people and said, you look for all those qualities, here there are four with those qualities. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yimein moitzin mishe yealoi yeboi kol amido yisaelu. If it cannot be found, a person is called those middos. What are you going to do then? What are you going to prioritize? Yivcharu atoiv. You're going to choose the best. Shebetzibur b'chochem of ma'asim toivim. So he says that what you're going to look for, never mind all the other conditions. The main condition is going to be that somebody who is the best in the tzibur b'chochem of ma'asim toivim. Somebody who has got chochem of ma'asim toivim. That's what you're going to be looking out for. It's very important. That's very much in line with what you were saying. Very much in line. It goes that he's representing the tzibur. You want to have somebody in the front who is chokhmah, who is called chokhmah and ma'asim tovim. Yeah. Ramo continues. Ve'im hoyo kan ama oretz zokein. If you had an old ama oretz, he had 8 years to learn and he never managed. Ve'koilinon, but his voice is beautiful. Ve'om chafetzim boy. And the people want to hear him. He davens so nicely. Shadiya beautifully davens. And the people want to hear him. The people want him, although, despite the fact that he's an ama oretz. Uven Yud Gimel Shono, Hamevin Masha'im of Ein Kolenoim, but on, you have the option between that Amo Oretz that we just mentioned, and another 13-year-old boy, who is just turned Bar Mitzvah, but he understands, he went to a good cheder, he understands a little bit what he's saying, he understands the basic, but his voice is pretty flat, then who are you going to choose? Again, the two options are, an old 80-year-old person who's got a beautiful tenor voice, what is it called? What is it? What is it? Yeah, is that it? Voice, absolutely beautiful. But he can't really understand what he's saying, but he really says it beautifully. He's 8 years old, Zokain, or you've got a 13-year-old boy, a bar mitzvah boy, that is flat, but he understands the basics. Who are you meant to choose? Who are you meant to choose? Representing the tzibur. Says the Rama, Hakatan hu koyde. Pardon? Good voice.
We have this kshale with Rosh Hashanah and Chazon and Mitzvah, it is like by the tzibur.
Oh, good, good, good. Let's see. Says the Rama, Hakatan hu koyde. You're going to take the child. You're going to take the bar mitzvah boy. Why is that? Why is that? That's why Reb Chaim Briska. Yeah, I brought this Reb Chaim Briska, and I said it's difficult to understand based on this Rama here. Yeah, I don't know. So I heard it from a. It's a famous story. It's not recorded in any reliable source, but it's just a famous story that goes around. It seems to be against this Rama, and I don't know. Yeah, I suppose we're not talking about somebody who does the. Yeah, you're right. Amoritz, he just doesn't know much. He's very, very simple.
You can't keep a lot of halachas without knowing something.
Yeah, he was brought up in a very good house. He just can't think of doing anything wrong.
Okay, fine.
But you're right, generally, ein amoritz chosid, you're right. That generally speaking, somebody who doesn't know halach is likely to get it wrong, like Mishneh Berurah says in many, many places, most famously in Akdom and Chelek Gimel. You can't keep Hilchos Shabbos unless you learn Hilchos Shabbos. But he must be talking about somebody who is careful for 80 years, you know, brought up in a good house. I don't know. Yeah? Now, I would like to emphasize here again that what we're talking about, we mentioned yesterday, there's a big distinction between a Shliach Tzibur Kavua and Akroi. So I'm going to just make that very clear that we're talking about over here is a Shliach Tzibur Kavua. We're talking about regular. Okay, so when we're talking about the midweek Mincha or the midweek Maariv, it's not, don't look at this Shulchan Aruch, because this is talking about, and I have seen it misquoted, I've heard it misquoted, this is talking about Shliach Tzibur Kavua. It's regular established minion. By the way, but the Sfadim, they're much better about this. I think the Sfadim still have, but the Sfadim, there is still a Shliach Tzibur Kavua, generally, no? Every Shabbos you have the same Shliach Tzibur, no?
We're doing our best.
Right, that's based on Shulchan Aruch.
Is Siftal also going to
that? Yeah. Yes, he is. We'll see what the conditions of our koi is. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama continues. Misha avra avera b'shoigeik. Somebody did avera b'shoigeik. Kugoin, such as, pretty bad one, shorek nefesh b'shkoga. He killed somebody by mistake. V'chaza v'tshova, but afterwards he regretted it. So he felt really bad about it. He killed somebody by mistake. He zoomed off the red traffic light. After chasne was finished, 1 o'clock in the morning, he just wanted to get home, and he was zooming past the red traffic light. That's probably probably maze it, yeah, you're right. And he killed somebody, but he was mamash choyze b'tshuva. So the halacha is mutar liyo shliach tzibur. A person like that is allowed to be a shliach tzibur. But if he did it b'meze it, it won't help. He won't be able to be a shliach tzibur. He has a bad reputation. Somebody does something b'meze it, like killing somebody b'meze it, it won't help the fact that he did tshuva. He's got a bad reputation already. You know, the fact that he did tshuva, that's between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The reputation is sometimes you hear people do something bad 20 years ago, 30 years ago, the reputation is finished forever. I mean, in the business world, that's certainly so. I mean, you'll be able to confirm that. In the business world, somebody wants, you can ruin a career by doing one wrong action. I mean, you misstepped some badly in the business world, and your reputation is finished forever. So similarly also, if something is done b'mezid, then the reputation is finished, and he won't be able to, his tshuva won't help. The tshuva is between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. As far as the Ribbono Shel Olam and him is concerned, tshuva does help. But to be representing the tzibur, he can't do. It's not inappropriate for him to be davening for the Omer. He's got a bad name. The Mishneh Berurah disagrees with that mahalach of the Mishneh Berurah of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Rama, and he does say in Seif Katan Chov Beis we should first see Chav Aleph. Also, amazing. So we said, Lavdaf Kohorak. The example of the Ramah is killing. But it doesn't necessarily need to be killing. Word in Shara Veiros, other Veiros would apply as well. Kedal B'Seif Dalet, as discussed in Seif Dalet. The Be'inon Shaliotzol of Shem Ra, Philo Be'al Dusoy, he has to have a good reputation even as a child. V'chein Kosab Kolbo Beferish, and that's what the Kolbo says explicitly. Chav Beis, to me, Kol Mokim Yotz, I'm Be'morgan Avrom. The Morgan Avrom quote, Shevi B'Shem Harpe Poiski, in the name of many authorities, that Philo Meis, even Meis it. Kol Sheshov, if it is genuine teshuva, shori liyo shliach tzibur kavua. It can be shliach tzibur kavua. The dafke linitain is tzibur machmin shelo yotzal Hashem ro afilu bialdusoy. Havliyo is shliach tzibur kavua leshayim ois hashana mutal emnois afilu lechatchila. Kol Sheshov betshuva. The Mishnebura says that there is opinion to hold, unlike what we just said now, and there are authorities that hold that if it did bemezit, even if it did bemezit, but if it did proper teshuva, then there is room to be lenient, to be a shliach tzibur. Rabbi, so what do you think about it? Do you understand better the Mishneh Berurah in the name of the Poskim or the Shulchan Aruch's approach? Somebody did a Avera b'mezit, publicly known. He was Michal Shabbos b'mezit. But afterwards he did tshuva, proper tshuva. Do you want a person like that to be davening for the Amud or not? Yeah? No? You have no problem. He did proper tshuva. Better yes, better not. Better not. And here he says an interesting point. Because of Eli Rabbah, the Biyom Noi Roim, Al Kolponim Yesh Lehach Melodon Lodon Kedin Katanioiz, Tehabem Mesafilu B'Shayim Moise Shon Yesh B'Zeha B'Tehes B'Na Poiskim. So the maskona that the Mishneh Berurah says is that generally we can be lenient. If somebody really did Shuvah, it's fine. However, when it comes to Tainis and Yom Neuroim, we pick somebody who never did Averis Bemezit, historically. He never did Averis Bemezit. So that's the Maskon of the Mishneh Berurah. When it comes to Shaya Mois Hashana, for most days of the year, it's fine. If you did proper Tshuva, you can have him for Chazan Kavua. However, when it comes to Tainis, and when it comes to Yom Neuroim, you pick somebody who never did Averis Bemezit. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Vav. Ein Mamanin, now it comes to age. We need to choose a chazan, kavua, somebody who has got a full beard. Full beard. Mipnei, kvoid atzibu, because of kvoid atzibu. Now I'm going to, avol be'akroi, but when it comes to akroi, just to a once off, to irregular davening, mishehi v'shtei sayres, if you bought to her, yucha leger lifnei atzibu, he can be davening for the omud. Umelvat, only, shalo yismane, shouldn't be chosen, mipi atzibu, from the community, oy mipnei shliach tzibu, memane oisoi, lehokel me'olof, he cannot be chosen as a sub. So whether the tzibu chooses him as a sub, or mipnei shliach tzibu, memane oisoi, lehokel me'olof, leispalel, be'adoi, leitim, you do him. It just means a sub. So it's the shliach tzibu finds it too much. I mean, every single day, shachis, mincha, ma'irev, Shabbos, yom tov, which is too much for him. He wants to have an assistant chazan. Is such a thing in the United Synagogue? Do used to be such a thing? Probably, I imagine. No, there wasn't.
Not now.
There's no. So this is talking about a sub of a shliach tzibur kavua. How does it work in anybody?
Yeah.
So if there is, so that you can't do. Pardon.
I was going to the shul where there was two or three chazan kavuim. That's it. No one else can have. So it's a choice of those three.
That's interesting.
It's also to get around the problem of Timik Shnishpo. Sometimes people were coming from the neighboring town.
Oh, very interesting.
Didn't keep Shabbos.
Very good. So you want to be gentle and polite.
Yeah,
you
said
we have our chazan. That was weekdays as well. Mamash the whole.
Shabbos.
Okay, at least Shabbos was sorted then. I see. Okay, that's a very nice, interesting point. That we've got a chazan. I'm sorry, we would wish we could give you the omud, but we've got a regular chazan. We can't. We want to get our money's worth. We can't give you the omud. Yeah. So right. So over here we're learning now that a chazan has to have a full beard if it's a chazan kavua. Chazan kavua needs to have his mismalis konoi. However, if it's an irregular, then as long as he's brought to her, he can have him for the omud. He does say that as a sup, or if it gets too often, then you can't give it to him. You can't give it to him because it's just too. It gets too often. Yeah. Very good. Next Steve. Next Steve. Steve Zion will keep your question for next Steve. The Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Chav Gimel asks an interesting question that's very, very negiah for Yeshiva Ketanis. Seif Katan Chav Gimel says, why is that, that he needs to have a full beard? Now we're going to see in the later Seif that this has actually got to do with the age. You want to have somebody that, the age is not just post-bar mitzvah. You want to have somebody who is, we're going to see it doesn't actually physically need to have a full beard, but needs to have that age that he could have a full beard. There, what the Mishneh Berurah says in Seif Katan Chav Gimel, HaTzibo, it's quoted, Ve'ein HaTzibo Yichon Limchoil Al Kvoidon Bazeh. Imagine you've got a Tzibo, and then you've got a Chazen, and the Tzibo says, you know, there's a Bar Mitzvah boy, 13, 14 years old, and he wants to have him for the Yom. And the Tzibo says, yeah, fine, give him a chance, give him, it's nice to be Mechanach them to daven. And you give him, can the Tzibo be Moichel or not? Can the Tzibo be Moichel or not? Can the Tzibo be Moichel? Can the Tzibo be Moichel or not? Can the Tzibo be Moichel? If they pay fees, yes. If they don't pay fees, not.
Sounds
right?
You can't tell people that they can't.
So I suppose that it's an interesting point. I suppose that we're talking about the fee structure maybe was family-based or something like that. That, the father of the household pays for the fees and you pay, I suppose, for the children as well. I suppose. Does that make sense?
It's just clarifying what the hechatim was here that the Mishneh Berurah is talking about.
In fact, I'm wrong, because if it is a chazen kovua, if it's a kroy, then we're just saying now that it's permitted anyway. So elamai, we're talking about chazen kovua. So chazen kovua arguably doesn't have to pay fees because he's the chazen. So when we're talking about appointment of a chazen, but he's got a very nice, sweet voice. We're just 13, 14 years old. We want to appoint him as a chazan. And they feel that he davened so nicely, they want to appoint him as a holiest chazan. Can you do that? 14-year-old boy, davening beautifully. If the tzibo is moichel, the tzibo said that, we want him. He's going to be one day he's going to be davening in that's the most famous, in the great synagogue. That's right. The Meknes Tagadol, we can see him in 10 years, he's going to be there. We want to chap him now already. We want to chap him now. Can you do that? Can you appoint him as a the tzibo is moichel? The tzibo is moichel. They want him. Does that work? Yes or no? The Mishneh Berurah said, and if God and Chof Gimel, they can't. They can't. They can't be moichel. It's not respectful to have a regular chazan who is just that age. It's not respectful, and they can't be moichel. But then comes up Shlomo Zalman, and he asks, what about Yeshiva Ketana? What about Yeshiva Ketana? And Yeshiva Ketana is different. Why is Yeshiva Ketana different? Because everyone is that age group. Everyone is 13, 14, 15, 17. Everybody's without a full beard. That's a norm. So can a tzibo then be, can a tzibo on that, can a tzibo there be moichel or not? Shlomo Zalman's shaila. Very again, Yerushalayim, in the United States.
Shlomo is not a tzibo though. It's yeshiva.
It's tzibo makes it, the yeshiva makes a tzibo. Even if you phrase it like that, the chazan there is representing that tzibo, that minion. He's a shliach of that tzibo. Reb Shlomo Zalman, what do you think, Rabbi Yisai? Can you appoint in yeshiva ketana? Can you appoint can the tzibo be moichel there? And I was talking about chazan kavua. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that. Reb Shlomo Zalman brings this as his second svara, and he says that it's very important to mechanech our youngsters daven for the Amud. We all know what it's like if somebody doesn't daven for the Amud when he's 13, 15, 17 years old. Chances are that's it. He's going to say, leave it. I'm not going to do it. I don't know. Once you have to push them into it, throw them in the deep end, and eventually they start to, you know. So if you don't start early, chances are that people never feel comfortable davening for the Amud. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's second tzvor, and he says it's important to mechanech. But really, we need to ask on that, can the tzibo be moichel? Because we just learned now that really, it shouldn't appoint. So can the tzibo be moichel? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that since the whole tzibo is young, they can be moichel. Since the whole tzibo is young, if it's a partially adult and partially young teenager, then it's a problem. But if it's primarily if it's a yeshiva which belongs, I mean, it doesn't belong to the youngsters, but it's their place. There, the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says there can be mekel. Very much based on adding your svar as well. Yeah. Yeah. So we are soymach on the Chazaka Derava because it's the Rabbanon. For the Rabbanon, we are always soymach. When it comes to the Raises, that it's more of a shayla. Right. That's basically the answer. But when it comes to Zochair, when it's a Derais or even Poro, we're not going to be maker. Yeah, okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, and there's much more to be discussed tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But what we covered tonight was, we learned that if you have to choose between the Milas, you go for somebody who's got Chochma and Masim Toivim. And even if his voice is not that great, the Ramad discusses the case of an elderly gentleman who is Nam Oretz, but he's got a good voice, against the youngster who has got just Bar Mitzvah, but he knows how to learn a little bit. You're going to choose the Bar Mitzvah boy, says the Ramad. We talked about somebody who didn't have a Beshoigeg. He can be a Shliach Tzibur as long as he did Teshuvah properly. With regards to Mezit, the Ramah learned that once he didn't have Erebe Mezit, the Teshuvah won't help him to get him back to Amud. The Mishnah Berurah brought Cholkim on that, and the Maskana, the Pshara as it was, of the Mishnah Berurah was, that for Tanesim and Yom Neroim, one should be Machmir. And only choose somebody who never did Averis Bemezit. We then moved on and we learned about the distinction between Akroi and Kva. Chazan Kva should have a full beard because of Kvoid HaTzibur. Akroi, if it's irregular, he doesn't have to have a beard. It's fine as long as you're 13 years old. As his bar mitzvah, you can take your amud if it's irregular. We learned that the Mishnah Berurah says if it's you want to appoint a chazan for kavua for chazan kva, and he hasn't got a full beard yet, the Mishnah Berurah says that the tzibur cannot be moichel. The exception to that was Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that if the tzibur the tzibur is yeshiva ketana, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is making it, said there's no problem with that tzibur. We'll continue from Siv Zayin tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.